President Trump said Tuesday Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio set to lead negotiations. Officials telling CNN a potential meeting this weekend could happen in Pakistan, although exact timing and location remains very fluid. The president also has said Secretary Rubio, along with Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, will take part in negotiations with Iran, although it's still unclear whether they'll travel to Pakistan for a meeting this weekend. Let's discuss all of this with retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson. General, really appreciate you coming in. I want to start with the headlines that people may have seen CNN reported about a deployment of about 1,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne. And just to start with the 82nd Airborne itself, spent a lot of time in Fort Bragg as a kid, the significance of the unit.
It's a great unit. The immediate response force that they put together, probably about 1,000 troops, although some people are saying perhaps 2,000. That's probably about a battalion's worth. They can be on the ground in about 22 hours or so to fly to a place like probably Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. That would put them, if the mission is Karg Island, they'd be about 250 miles away, still a long shot, but still something they could do. If the mission is in the Strait of Hormuz, as some people have talked about, that could be also 250 miles away, and they could go to Season Island there. But, I mean, this is a light unit, okay? So they're going to have crew-served weapons. They're going to have individual weapons. They're going to have some mortars. They're going to have aviation support. They're going to have Apache helicopters. You know, they're going to probably be lifted in on Chinooks or maybe even Blackhawks. Probably take about 70-some-odd Blackhawks to move a unit of that size, a battalion size, into Karg Island. If they had C-130s and they wanted to do an airborne operation, which they could, it'd take about probably 15 or so C-130s. But again, that's a very, very dangerous situation.